Welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George Bags.
And this is Not My Bag. Noticing anything different?
What, Joe? What?
How's your girlfriend, George? How's everything going?
Oh, she's good. You know, Switzerland. You know, took her to Dubai. You know, I.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Why are you dressed as Deirdre Barlow?
I was thinking more. What's his name now? Who? Wham.
What? George Michael.
George Michael.
George Michael.
Still a George. He's dead.
Still a George.
Sorry.
Though.
Still a George.
Still a George.
George.
Well, welcome in, Becky. Thank you for standing in.
Thank you for having me.
You replied to that newspaper ad I put out for George body doubles.
Yeah, well, of course. Who else? Look at me. I don't think people will know until I started being Welsh.
I actually don't think they will. Especially from the, what's it called, the thumbnail? They're never going to know.
What's it called, the thumbnail?
I'm from TikTok. I'm not a YouTuber. Yeah, I don't know what a thumbnail is. Do you know what I mean?
No. Look, here we are. But this is intense for me. Because I don't feel weird, but I look weird.
I might treat this like an episode of See It Off.
Okay.
And just pour vodka down your mouth until you spill your deepest, darkest secret.
Until my wig comes off. It's not a wig. Oh my God.
So, we haven't had a catch up in a while.
I mean,
I did see you the other day, but I drank sick, so I thought we'd...
Did you?
Yeah, I had to do a challenge, right, to drink
blended sardines.
But that video will be out there soon.
Yeah, you were glazed when you talked to me.
I was like a ring donut.
Yeah.
Ring donut?
You were like a ring doorbell.
Anyway. I don't
know what that means.
So, how things been? Last time I saw you, you were about to do a video with Wayne Lineker.
Oh, Wayne.
Yeah. How was that? How was your trip to Ibiza?
You know, me and George Bags do like Ocean Beach.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
that's where you met your girlfriend.
Don't I know it? Dubai. No. I honestly, bittersweet trip to Ibiza because it was the most amazing time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Posted the video and I was like, people are going to love this.
Yeah.
They hated it.
They hated it.
They were like, I can't believe you've got Wayne Lineker on. What's wrong with you?
And I
was you mean? Because that was, you know, that was it's a lot of money. Yeah, I know. Can you believe that?
I can't because he's done other podcasts. Didn't he do Jamie Lang's?
He did GK Barry's and it went down
so
a storm.
You?
I think my audience are men, aren't they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you bring in the boys, the big dogs, the big guns. Okay.
Yeah, do you know what?
That's not it's not good, is it?
An experience.
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
Aside that, Ibiza was good.
So much fun. We got to go Ocean Beach before it was open.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So you got to see the pool before it soiled with every bodily fluid
tested.
Under the sun.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm. Yes, where George, we went there in summer. That's where George met his wife-to-be.
Are you pretending I'm not George?
Well, I'm fucking struggling with this dynamic. I can't lie, Becky. I can't lie.
Have you hit your wedge? It's me, George.
When I did it as Grace, I kind of switched in and out of Grace. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, but you're doing it well.
Okay.
Could have got the hair a little bit lighter.
What? But
Amazon must prime. Amazon must prime.
It was prime as well.
Was it?
I'm sorry, George, if you're watching.
No, he'll love this. You're keeping the seat warm for when he's back.
He's going to be like, who went on the podcast instead of me? He'll never think I'm being on Becky dressed up as me.
He never will, but I love that. I love that.
Surprise.
Yeah. Okay. So you did Ibiza.
Mm-hmm.
How's things been since? Been doing more seeing of it off?
Seeing it off. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing it off. That sounds mental. And moving the set.
Moving set. Moving set.
Might switch things up a bit. People are getting bold.
Okay. Okay.
No, it's good.
Still a bit of Vita Coco in there though.
The last group.
Fucking better be.
He loves it.
I love a bit of Vita Coco. Me, sponsor this pod.
More potassium than banana.
Oh, you got it down to a T. And when I was in for sit off, I met your man. How are things?
Private, Joe.
I'm sorry. We can't talk about it.
No, you can leave that in.
We met someone that you know.
Yeah, what's it called? Private Life's a Happy Life.
Yeah. Oh, my man's
George
behind
Bags
the camera.
George would never say that.
George Bags could never. He
Bags
says
character.
Soft launch after a week. You know, my favourite thing about George, he was like, the day before, he was like, don't want anyone to know her name. I'm so stressed. Everyone's commenting on the TikTok. Next day, hard launch.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it.
You know what's so funny is I meet viewers and they're like, oh, how's he? And I'm like,
oh,
how'd you know that? And I'm like, oh, most obvious person in the entire world, and I really.
Oh, so you keep it, you do keep it super secret.
Yeah.
That's sometimes it's a good thing. Sorry. I mean, I could never. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but I feel like TikTok, you share a bit more than YouTube. YouTube's quite, there's a bit of wall in there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And everyone I know from YouTube is normally so put together on the aside you. And then I meet him in real life, and I'm like, you are on crack. But then in their videos, they're so put together. I mean, you're just the same, but I really like that about you. And I think that's why we gel really well.
Thank you. No, I did enjoy it when I went skiing with the TikTokers. I thought, yeah, these are good people. Because YouTube was
I keep forgetting about that trip. Yeah, that was fucking something else, wasn't it?
A lot of cheese, wasn't it, for you?
A lot of cheese.
That I don't know. Cheese.
Yeah, my boyfriend's behind the camera, he smells of cheese. No, that was a lot. I keep forgetting about it. It's just, it was like a distant memory. But I did do well at skiing. You were... No, you were okay.
Fanny helped me though, didn't she?
I miss Fanny. I miss our Fanny.
Cut that. Just clip it.
I miss Fanny.
My boyfriend's behind the camera. I miss Fanny. Yeah, no, she was our ski instructor, by the way.
Yeah. We should do it again. We should go skiing again.
It was
again.
Really fun.
Just me and you. Me, you, and Moyo. Girls trip.
I'm Moyo.
I know.
Wonder what he thinks of my wig. Moyo, if you're watching, comment down below.
Anyway, right.
Sorry.
The reason I brought you here, George.
Yeah, George. He sits like this, sorry.
He does. He loves a good lean back. George loves a lean.
Yeah.
Do you know what he'll also do?
There's no
And he'll go, no, I'm checking what questions are talking about. And I'm like, you just sent your girlfriend a nude.
Jackson. Under the table.
Under the table.
What's that? Oh my God, he's broken the chair.
So.
Yeah.
George is in locked in currently.
I can't believe it.
That's why, you know, I've been auditioning for new parts of the podcast. Thank you for coming on.
Welcome.
This is an audition tape, so you better be bringing your all.
What if I start crying? Imagine.
Well, X Factor.
I really want this. This is me trying to come into the Fellas studio. I hope you know that. Finally.
This is your audition tape
this
for the Fellas.
It. Take me, please.
You're watching Cow and Chip. We've got a good one here.
Okay.
George in locked in.
Yes.
You were in locked in. You were number one, season one, yeah?
Yeah, I was.
Did they approach you for it? How did it happen?
Yeah, I got a WhatsApp saying, do you want to do a Big Brother style show? Oh. And I said, no. And then I was in there before I knew it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was, do you know what? I liked it because it was locked down. Locked down.
Is that what it was called before?
No. Oh my God, this is so hard. It was locked down, but we were going into locked in.
Oh.
Do you remember that disease that went around, COVID?
I thought that you said it was called lockdown. And I was like, God, that name is so sick.
Oh, God.
And then I got PTSD. So that's not great.
But we had it tough because we had to isolate for like a week before and in a hotel.
So you had like 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
You have a baby in that time.
The thing is, I didn't know that, like what it was going to be or anything. And I remember I got in a taxi and as we were pulling up, we went to London Stansted Airport Hotel. And I was like,
That's where I live. Not in the hotel. But near there. Oh.
He's an air hostel. So I thought, oh my God, it's abroad.
Oh.
Yeah, because I had no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, we were just put in a barn in Stansted.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where the first one was filmed.
Yeah, it wasn't that in that bougie house they got.
I'm so sorry. It's just fucking, I never normally have carbonated drinks.
Oh, God. Occasion.
So that's crazy that you went in there. How did you find your time in there?
Really hard.
Hard.
Yeah, I loved it. Looking back, really fun. But by the end, I was like, I cried loads.
Did you?
Every time someone left, I cried.
Yeah.
JMX.
Did you know what? Like, I think you've got to be in the situation to get that sort of like feeling, because I've seen the teaser for tonight's episode and Ash is crying.
Yeah.
And I know Ash and it takes her a lot to cry, but you must really connect with these people.
Oh my God.
Because I don't know. I don't know whether I would cry.
I think it's because you're so stressed all the time in there. You're like, what is happening? What's happening?
Right.
And then like you have like your friends and you're in there for 2 weeks, but it feels like about a month.
Okay.
Or 2 months.
Right.
Three. And and then when someone leaves, you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
We actually have to go home. It's mad.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen George in there and he's doing so well.
Yeah.
At keeping it together in there. Yeah. Sorry. You're doing so well in there, Georgie boy.
Thanks.
But yeah, I've always wanted to know the kind of dynamic and stuff. So it's changed a lot since you were in there.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Mm. It's better, but it's also more intense.
Right.
Like, I had to eat a sheep's eyeball, which I thought was a bit harsh because I'm Welsh.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. But apart from that, that's all I had to do.
Yeah, they've got a nice house though, but you only see these certain like small areas.
Little rooms. I know. Yeah.
I'm like, from the aerial view, it looks dry. Mm. And then they're just sat on these like wicker B&Q chairs outside, just beefing.
I want to know, why is no one in the pool? It's like Love Island.
I agree. No one's in the pool. I've got another thing I want to mention.
Tell me.
And I actually would like to know this from your season. Why is there no beef? Are they told not to beef?
Oh.
Because for me personally.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I mean, this Danny Aaron's seems great TV.
But
if he jumped on my bed, like I just know I'd lose it. But everyone seems so nice.
I think it's building up to it. Because I know in ours, there was a lot of beef that wasn't shown. Mm. Oh my good God. Like I watched it back and I was like, what?
So you think they're just showing like the kind of nicey nice, but there might be some beef deep down.
I saw Shannon was kicking off in the coming up. That she was like, we're a grown adult. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I did see
and
that.
And Ash did kind of kick off a little bit. She said, you're a massive bell end to someone.
No,
to see
she
that.
Said that to Madame Joyce, right?
She said, you're massive.
The thing that I loved about what Ash did was that she did it in typical Ash style, where she smiled the whole time and did it hula hooping. She was like, I'm going to try and minimize the aggression however I can. And that's I really so rated funny. It because I know she loves Joyce and they're like sisters. But
yeah.
I saw it in Ash's eyes. Ash was like cracking. She was like.
And that prison as well. Why have they got a prison in there?
The prison's. God, just say it. Don't spray it. The prison I could not deal with.
No.
The bucket. And I piss a lot.
Oh, so, I'd be done.
Yeah.
No.
And I throw that bucket of piss. Whoever was annoying me that
like Les Miserables. Do you know what? I'll tell you, in my season, I had a little, we had a little joke that there was going to be a crocodile and it spread like wildfire that there was going to be a crocodile in the house.
Shut up.
And they kept putting us in this room and like setting up a challenge. And I was like, it's time. Snappies, yeah. Honestly, there was never a crocodile.
I really hope there's a crocodile this season now. Oh, I'd love that.
I was like, there's one coming, isn't there?
And everyone, I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, and I used to go into like Sugar Lips, the woman, and be like, when's the crocodile coming? She'd be like, no comment. Oh my God,
it's coming, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely give me rumour vibes as well.
Oh, I love a rumour.
I love a rumour too.
Terrible.
Do you know what? I've always said this. If someone told me that I'd have to stop gossiping in my life,
Dad,
it's over for me.
I think that's how we bonded.
It's just, the Jack Wills house. I'll just lock you and Grace in your room and be like, I can't stand him.
Belief. What she just said.
Mate, did you see how much... He ate this morning at breakfast. That was me. Also,
yeah, you were bitching about the cheese at one point. And I was like, I'm here for it.
I just think that it's how I've always been.
No, but I like the lies, though. That's fun. Like harmless lies.
So rating the cast members out of 10.
Yeah.
Tennessee is first.
Right. Do you know what? I just realised, if they see this when they come out, they can't take me seriously anyway, so I can say anything
exactly.
Right now.
So you are Deirdre Barlow right now, so you can say whatever you want.
Tennessee, I think she's... gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Stunning.
Oh, unbelievably.
Yeah, she's good in that sense, lovely. And also, she seems nice, but I think she's getting angry with everyone, isn't she, a little bit? And she's a bit competitive, which isn't a bad thing.
I think, personally, if I was in there, I would be really close to Tennessee.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that...
Real.
I like how bolshy she is.
Yeah.
And I like that if something goes wrong, she'll just jump up and go... Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's very like that direct...
Yeah, that is a good thing.
I also like that she brings fun stories to it because some of them just sit there in silence and she's like, yeah, Drake.
Yeah.
But yeah, Drake wants my puss.
She said Michael B. Jordan as well.
Yeah, exactly.
What in the heck?
I have time for a name dropper. And yeah, I really rate her for that.
Yeah. And I think the way they edit it as well, obviously when someone snaps, they're going to make it look even worse.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give her...
Oh, put numbers to it.
Oh, I thought we were doing out of 10.
We
sorry,
10.
Sorry. 8.
I'm always going to give her a 10. I don't really want to do numbers.
Not a Girl Scout. No, I'm joking.
Bambino Becky's not a Girl Scout because she's a bloke.
Church.
Next up, we got Shannon.
Ten. I think she's great in there because she hates people. So you can tell she's getting well pissed off.
I rate her so much for the fact that she seems very real. Like,
yeah,
she heard them all talking and muttering outside and came out that morning and said, I think there's been bitching going on.
Something's going on.
And it takes a strong person to even come out with that.
She's so funny. She was giving me like tactics when she was going in. She was like, I'm going to ask everyone about themselves so I get more airtime. I said, good girl. Good girl, as you should.
That's a funny tactic, that, because it just lets the other person talk.
No, but then it's like she sat there like...
Yeah, she'd ask him and then you just go,
what do you do?
She'd be great as a podcast host, so
yeah. She did tell me she was gonna, you know, sorry Shannon, she was gonna go in storeroom, do a bit of a grace where she was bitching and then coming back out and being normal. I love that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, so. We need that would be me.
I think it's a bit intense when you're in there. Imagine you'd be great in there.
I think I'd be great in there if it wasn't so like
long.
I just think if it wasn't so
straight.
I feel like if Pretty Little Thing did a manor house and locked you in there,
yeah,
with like me and Chloe Burrows and I would eat
holiday
it.
Yeah
I would. There'd be punches thrown, but it'd be great.
Not, oh my god, Chloe, Foot Asylum is very,
but it's so, it's male bravo. Yeah you what,
I think it's like a 90% male audience as well, so
I just think I would sink in that pool, not swim, and get eaten by the gator, Mr. Snappy.
Well, this is it. I think when I went in, I'll say this. It's a, what's it called?
Exclusive.
It's a peaceful place.
Peaceful place.
What's it called when you can say things? A safe space.
This is a safe space.
What a peaceful place.
I've never heard someone say, not my bag is a safe space before, but we'll take it today.
When I came out, I had lots of comments being like, you've gone too far. And I was like, what have I done? And it's because I was learning roadman with the lads there.
Oh, right.
And apparently that was like bad. So I was going into the store and being like, all right, fam, what are you doing? And everyone was like, no, you're taking the piss out of us. And I was like, that's awful. That's the first time I ever met a roadman in there.
It.
So I was like, what are you saying?
What are you saying?
What on earth is happening?
What are you saying?
What are you saying? Yeah, okay.
So we've got next is Danny Aarons.
I want to ask you about him, actually. How does it feel that, you know, everyone's saying it's George's older brother.
They're like, oh, like he's like his face's new brother and our bromance, whatever. You will never be me, Danny Aarons.
He's gonna be sat in the middle, isn't he?
Yeah. You'll be here in 2 weeks, but you could never. I actually am really happy that there's someone looking after George and I'm out for him in there.
I think they're quite nice together, aren't they?
Yeah, and I didn't expect it to be Danny. Yeah. I thought, because George, just the way we've been brought up, like with mum being so close, is that he like is very like, he likes to be mothered. Mm. So I thought Ash, he obviously is really close to Ash in there.
I thought
we'd be kind of going to Ash a lot, but it's really lovely to see him going to Danny and then having that kind of, you know, having chats together and stuff. It's cute. It's nice to see.
Yeah, I think Danny's really good as well, because I've heard that he was quite awkward when you first meet him.
Yeah.
But he's just got into himself, hasn't he?
He played it really well, because he came in like someone had lit a firecracker and thrown in the house.
Yeah.
And then as he calmed down, everyone's actually really warm to him.
Yeah.
He's good. You're right. He's great TV, Danny is.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, he knows exactly what to say.
Yeah.
When they were like, do you miss your family, your friends, everyone, he went, nah.
It's holiday, isn't it?
2 weeks, that'll be fine. Great.
He loved it.
Yeah.
So we got star player next.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think Humble King. But everyone seems to follow him around, don't they?
I think Humble King, and I think he's lovely. I just want him to get a bit more airtime, because I haven't really got to know him much so far.
He just seems like he says little quips, which I quite like.
Yeah.
I like that in a
person. Yeah. He's always there and he's doing his thing, but I think that I want to find out who he is.
I want to know him.
I want to know who you are.
Maybe you'll write a book when he comes out. And we can read it. The autobiography of Star
Playing player. Behind the Stars.
Do you think that's
by
his name?
Star Player?
Yeah.
No, babe. Oh. No.
Is he Chunks' cousin?
I don't know. We'll have to fact check that in the comments. I don't know.
That's his real name.
Yeah, Star Player. Star player.
I don't know. I'm from Wales. I don't know much. I'm a star and I'm a player. Star player. I wish I was called Star Player.
No, I can't imagine it. What, in that wig, yeah, I can actually. It's giving star player.
Star player.
It's, I can't say what I want to say then. So next is That's Watson.
Watson, okay.
Oh, is that, sorry, Watson is his name. That's his.
That's Watson.
That's Watson.
Is that his real name? No. So basically, I've met Watson loads and he's so fun.
Yeah.
And like he just bounces around. So I was like, oh, he's going to be great in there. But I do think he's not getting enough airtime.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of big personalities in this house.
Tough, yeah.
And I think he's great, agreed, the same. I think he needs his own little like arc going on.
He needs a little challenge or something.
Yeah, he needs something to let him shine. I think.
Yeah,
I
he's just so happy though, isn't he? Like he's just happy to be there.
He's just happy to be there.
And that's my favourite type of person. I'm like, yeah, he's happy.
I'm
ooh,
so
dear.
Sorry. I was honestly.
From within.
I need some Gaviscon. Normally George carries it around on it.
Gaviscon. I left you the car.
Next, who is he?
I don't know before. But he seems like he's a team player.
Really like him.
Yeah.
And I think he's really good vibes in there.
He gets on with George.
Yeah,
like
and he
well.
Gives me like George. The kind of dad vibe in there. Like, I don't know.
That is true, actually.
He gives me like house dad. So if he's house dad, who would be house Madam Joyce?
Oh,
Madam Joyce is house
kinda,
mother.
Kind of ship them. They're all wifed off, aren't they?
Oh, that,
never mind. Yeah.
So Foo we really like. Then we've got, in this picture, I've got George. But you're right here. 10-10s. No, he's doing well,
isn't
he?
No, I think he's all right. You know?
Can you do the face that he does? I can't do it. I've had too much Botox. Yeah, you've done all right. You've done all right there.
Is that good?
Yeah, you did good.
I'm missing a tough back there. So
yeah, how do you think he's getting on? Honestly. You're not on his podcast
there anything. I do feel like I'm watching like, yeah. Oh, it's just terrible. Not joking. I feel like I'm watching like a little brother. I'm like, go on, George.
Yeah,
go
I
on.
Know. He gives that energy, doesn't he?
I love it when he's on like a one-on-one conversation because you can just see him being like, yeah, well, the thing is, see, like, do you know what I mean? And I'm
the
like,
boy,
oh.
The boy is growing up to Love Island and you can see it in there. We were actually really giggling because he sat there with Danny and he was like, so, like, who do you think's, you know, eviction's coming up and it's summer. You know, who's going to get evicted? And then he kept like, looking at the camera like, yes, I think it might be Shannon because, you know, she doesn't deserve to belong here. And I thought, we were sat there like, George.
Just stop it.
Look at Danny.
No, when he got given the challenge and he was like that.
He does make me
laugh.
That's
going to be a meme. It has to be.
I know. He was, he was shook. But I love that challenge. But I just, George, if there's one thing that man isn't, it's, no.
Come on.
Isn't. If there's one thing that man isn't, it's ooh. Obvious. I was trying to, basically.
Oh, not obvious.
Not obvious.
He's not subtle.
If there's one thing that George is not, it's subtle, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he really went in the kitchen and went, your shit.
Yeah.
Your shit. And he ran back to the locked room.
I
like,
would have kind of left it all day. Yeah. Kind of dripped him in. But he went in, you're short. You look like an egg.
Shannon, you're plain.
Yeah.
He's got enough for Shannon, I think.
I thought, okay, calm down. You're
that
white.
That was a bit tough. Yeah.
Madam Joyce.
Love her.
Obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's doing so well in there.
She's so extra. I love it.
She's like, when she came in as the first person, the way she just carried the whole house instantly.
It was
didn't
like,
need to warm up.
It was kind of like what Grace did. You know, it was like the perfect first person.
Yes, the
perfect
first person. I really rate her and I wanted to do well. Ash.
We love Ash.
I love Ash.
Do you know, it's bad though, because every time I see her, I run up to her and I'm like, I love you. And I don't think she knows who I am.
Of course she does.
Love you, Ash.
Wig. Who wouldn't know who you are right now?
George was in the house with you. I was in the house with you. She's
great.
She's just so funny. She's quieter than I thought she was going to be, though. But that's just editing, isn't it?
Agreed. But I also think that Ash is like mature.
True.
And she's like got a good head on her. And I think she's trying to suss out each person. Because I've watched her eyes looking at Danny a couple of times. I thought, I know you want to go. Like, but she's being really good about it. But I know like you could tell that night with sleeping on the sofa. Like our girl is tired.
She's on the sofa, isn't she?
She's fucking tired. Yeah. She wanted her moustaches last night and she wants to have a good time.
She was so happy when that came through, bless her.
But I think she's doing really well. I want to do well. And last but not least, Casey.
Well... She's been on the podcast, hasn't she?
I know, she has. Casey is, I mean, I love her as a contestant for this type of show.
Yeah.
I just what, I mean, I just want to start on someone. I want her to get like her moment in here, which I think is coming. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's quite confident. But
she is. I think she's growing into it. Like, she's definitely getting more and more confident the more chat she's having with people. And I love the fact that Shannon was like, oh, what happened outside then? And I thought of all the people, like, it was so funny that it was Casey. Casey was like, everything's fine.
What? Gabby's girl. No. No, do you know what, though? Shannon's done that face to me before where she's interrogating and it's tough.
Her interrogation face is giving so funny. MI5.
She's like, okay. And I'm like, Shannon, please believe me.
Yeah, it's giving that. But yeah, I think Casey's going to make it really far. She's in my top three. So that's the cast in a nutshell.
So that's it.
Well, we've kind of spoken a lot about it, but I want to speak about the dynamics of the house. What do you think about the girls' dynamic in there?
Interesting.
There's an interesting mix of girls.
Oh, there always there really is. Yeah. Okay, so Shannon, so funny. Like, when I was, one thing about it, she doesn't care about anything. And I was reading her the cast before she went in, and she was like, I said, oh, it's an 18-year-old girl named Casey. And she went, fuck's sake. And I went, what? She was like, 18. And I was like, what does that mean? She was like, I don't know.
How old is she?
She's just fuming about everything. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think they've actually got on a lot better than I thought. So they seem to be, they're cooking together.
I thought that. I think that Ash and Joyce are really close friends, but fun. I think because they're so close and like sisters, I do think that it will start blowing up between them.
Yeah, I like them two together. I think.
It reminds me of like Ella and Whitney on Love Island.
True.
Like really close.
Exactly. Yeah.
Such good mates,
yeah.
But there will be times when it blows up, I think.
And then they make it look like it's an actual proper argument when it's actually just like
that. I think Joyce went into the storeroom and essentially just said, I was giving the energy back, and I was like with her own hoop, like knobhead.
Massive knobhead.
Massive knobhead.
Who else is in there now? There's four of them, right? Five.
You've got Casey, Shannon, Tennessee.
I think Tennessee's kind of, I don't know, is there any groups forming? It's only been like four episodes that we've seen. They've been in there a while,
haven't they? Yeah, they have been in there a while. I know some tea about what's coming up, but I can't say it. Sign an NDA.
Did you sign an NDA?
No, I didn't.
I ain't signed.
I just had to lie because it got a big gob.
I'm terrible. I was telling everyone who was going in before they even knew they were going in.
Did you?
I was like, you're going in.
Well, so was apparently every fucking manager of the people that's in there. I was going to events, being like, they're going in locked in. I thought, fucking it, all right.
All right, yeah, cool.
What happened
to
secrecy?
Yeah, what happened to it?
What was I going to say to you, though? Who do you think will be the first evicted? Well, also your prediction on the winner. But who do you think will be the first eviction? Honestly and openly. We don't know.
I would say first out is... Oh, I like a shock exit.
So do I.
I would like someone like...
Well, someone that's like to go.
Yeah. Just because it really... I love seeing the like...
I do love a shock exit too, and they were all crying.
Yeah.
So...
Did you see last year's when...
Grace.
When Liv left and Max Kadar, remember what he said?
No, I can't remember.
He was like, knock, knock. Who's there? Not Liv.
I mean, that's kind of camp.
That is so funny.
I remember when Grace went.
Yeah.
And then it all kicked off with
Shock
Kate Elizabeth,
the nation.
Didn't it? Yeah.
Kate Elizabeth, she don't deserve it. God help her.
She fucking deserve that.
She gets that.
So I felt really bad for her about... Grace talked just like everyone in there. Grace was like, I miss my boyfriend and my family, just like everyone would do in there. And Kate thought she was being nice by saying like, well, you miss them. So like, I just think I'll vote Grace because you miss them. And then everyone online was like, you bitch.
No, but that's what happened with ours. We didn't vote someone out. And Eleanor had said she didn't want to be there. So we were like, farewell, Eleanor.
Yeah.
And how I'm saying that is...
Farewell, Eleanor.
Farewell. And that was
like
it.
Like a medieval
and,
prince.
But it was awful because everyone was like, how dare everyone vote for one girl? I was like, no, she was gagging to go, bless her. She was ready. So it just happened. When you're sat with someone for 24 hours and they're going, I don't want to be here. You're like,
you would naturally
you
say,
go. The minute we can get you to go, we'll go. Great. Cool.
I know. Honestly.
Yeah.
But so who do you think will go first?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We skirt around it.
George Bags. No, I'm kidding. I think...
No!
I can't be... I don't know. Maybe like Tennessee.
Do you think?
Just for a shock.
Actually, yeah, shock exit potentially.
It sounds like I'm being really rude about Tennessee. I'm not.
I think maybe the way Ash... So I'm trying to think, because Ash was crying, so I'm trying to deduce
the
clues.
She's still in. She's still in.
So if Ash is crying over someone going, I think it's either Madam Joyce or Fu Izzy.
No.
I think between Fu or Joyce.
Okay.
For the first out, but then a shock exit, so I don't know. But I do really like them both, so.
Yeah, okay. There we are. No, because Shannon thought she was going to be like, she thought after like 3 days being in there, people were going to start leaving one by one until there's two people left.
Oh, she thought there was no eviction. It's a voluntary house, love. You got to be voted in and out.
She was like, I'm packed in a flight pants for 2 weeks.
What do you think it is? YMCA? You've got fucking... is that what it's called? Do you know, with the... No, YMCA is like the hostels.
Yes.
Yeah.
YMCA.
And the song.
And the song.
Someone's play a little game.
No.
It's not hard. I did want to play Say It or Shot It, but wait till the end. I've got some flags. Got red and green flag there.
Okay. I feel like...
What, the airport? Like,
no, the exit. Just this. Oh. I'm joking. Yeah, not airport.
The exits are. You look like an air stewardess today.
Thank you.
What airline would you be? Wizz Air.
Aer Lingus.
Never heard of
just
them.
Just because it sounds so bad. Every time I see them, I think that's a disease.
Aer Lingus. I've never heard of that.
But if you want to work with me, then work with me. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm kidding.
So,
okay.
I'm going to go through some... on the topic of houses and living situations, light locked in, we'll go through some things that we think are either a red or green flag in a living situation. Don't stick them in your ears, please. You are not Shrek. So, snoring. For me, it's an obvious... green?
Because I do.
Fine, so you've got to. I do too.
It's a full thing.
I find them a red flag.
Right.
If you notice in the baggy eyes... below my baggy eye
hello,
bag.
Snorer.
I'm sorry.
Are you sorry?
My man snores like...
my man.
Fucking... like it's...
but it has
like
to happen.
Heathrow Terminal 1 and there's a plane landing is what it's like waking
like
up.
Like pulling
in the
a suitcase.
Like pulling a suitcase. It's absolutely horrendous.
Let him rest.
Let him rest.
He's putting up with you, Joel. Let him rest.
I know. But my man should not be sleeping.
Do you sleep on your back?
Back or side.
Oh, God, what else then? We can't, there's nothing else.
Front.
I'm not
sure. Anyway.
Stand up. I'm terrible.
We'll have to get
my
coffin.
I'll wear a snore guard.
Kind enough.
Snore guard.
You'll get your chance in this podcast, shut up.
Studio audience.
Yeah, mate, the audience is piping up again. Right, sleep talking.
Again, do it.
Do you?
Everything. Yeah, I do all of
it. I have been partial to a sleep talk before.
I think it's funny.
And I think it comes and goes in waves, so it's fine.
It's only when I'm stressed and best believe, wait.
What have you talked about before?
Oh, everything. No, but it's all like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, stop, what are you doing?
Mine did that. I recorded myself under my pillow and I said, lizard. Quite a lot.
Lizard.
Like you with the crocodile in the lockdown house.
The crocodile's coming.
Mate, lizard.
Yeah, no, I've slept talked. And also one thing I will say in the lockdown house, and I'll send you the picture so you can put it in.
Okay.
But it was, the camera was above my bed.
Yeah.
And it looked like I was an alien. I've got to find it now. I have to, just for the reaction.
We have to find it for the
I'll
reaction.
I'll find it straight away. It's take me 2 seconds.
I fart in my sleep.
No, you
quite
don't.
A lot. Yeah, like I really fart in my sleep. So in the locked in house, I think I'd really struggle. Because I'm a Trumper.
Whoa.
I'm a Donald Trumper.
I think. Remember you like me, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
This was on, like, people watched that.
Okay. Becky, no.
That's the middle of the night. Why are they showing that? That's so sad.
Rosie, we have to just wait a minute. Becky!
No! No!
You look like... No! No!
Oh.
No!
It's sad, isn't it?
You look like an alien, but like, you look like Matt Lucas. You look like fucking come fly with me. No.
I know. I looked like
and a the hair in the bun,
film.
M to the B, M to the B.
Yeah, hair in a bun. I think I was like the 12th day in there.
Don't we know it? That is, I'm sorry. That will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Isn't that the worst thing you've ever seen? Look at the logo as well.
Foot Asylum, because that's really promoting it.
I couldn't believe that.
Do you know what? That picture makes me want to go buy a pair of Nikes, so well done.
Don't it look like a mask that I'm wearing?
I know. You know where you look? I can't say.
Oh my God. The first comment is, this scared the shit out of me. I can't lie. Thank you. Oh my God.
Right, back to red and green. Plan.
Sorry.
No, I love that. I love that.
Green.
So, leaving the seat up on the toilet.
I don't do that. So where do I stand?
I think for me, it's a great, I always leave the seat up.
Do you?
Because I pee and I don't want to get it on the toilet seat for women to sit down.
I'm saying red because every time I've seen, leaving it up?
Like leaving the seats up, yeah.
Oh, I think that's bad because it's always then like, piss on the rim.
Oh yeah, shit, piss on the rim.
It looks awful. So I'd rather not see it, put it down.
Okay, fine. Outside, out of mind. Okay.
Yes, literally how I live.
Does an empty dishwasher. See, I think that's a green flag because I don't really use dishwasher.
Does an empty dishwasher?
Does it? So if you don't empty the dishwasher, it's
doesn't? Yeah. Okay, well,
sorry,
got it.
It's the Essex accent.
I'm a six, which is fine. I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. Just pick up as you go. Like, if there's a plate in there and you need a plate, just get it out.
You see what Casey said?
That she thinks that it comes out dry.
Yeah. She's 18. No, but she puts them back in her cupboard.
If you guys haven't seen, Casey believes that when you put dishwasher things in, then it just dries in there.
Like a washer dryer.
Like a washer dryer.
Yeah.
Like you're tumble drying your dishes. But I mean, look, good on her.
I'm content.
She's
content.
Fit, so.
Yeah, stunning. Love you.
skid marks in the toilet.
Terrible.
It's a red flag for me.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
It's a red flag. I don't know why you're fucking nodding behind the camera. It's a red flag for me. Don't know why you're nodding over there, love.
Surprise.
So I just think it's a red flag. I think that if there's not a toilet brush, just flush it a couple of times and hope for the best.
Absolutely. Or just have a bunch of toilet roll. I ain't doing that because I don't pop. I'm a female.
Ladies don't put George's female.
I do actually.
George has left some rascals in our toilet at home.
Behave yourself.
Absolutely awful.
I never did. I never did.
Sorry, you know we go to New York.
I know, sorry.
Bogies on the wall.
What the fuck? What's going on?
This is a red flag for me, but when I worked in recruitment, right, there was I don't know whether, did you have an office job before this?
No, pub.
Pub. Did you have a staff toilet?
Yes.
Did you have many staff toilets or just one? This is very specific.
Just one. It was like the disabled toilet that we use, which is bad.
So for me, I was in an office block, right?
Yeah.
And there was like certain toilets and there was a certain toilet you knew you could poop in. There was two disabled, right? There's one disabled and one like mixed gender toilet where you know it was like offset. No one could hear you poop.
Oh.
But everyone cottoned onto this.
Oh.
And one day I went and sat down and someone had literally sat there and was picking out the bogies and wiping them on the wall opposite. I counted five, so I sent an email. Of course I did. Me. Not me. One to cause drama. Emailed the office manager within seconds. This is
while on the toilet.
Whilst I'm in the wrong toilet. Anyway. So that to me is a massive red flag. I think it's disgusting. But there's been like comments about bogeys and stuff in the house already.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's such a weird thing to do.
Why were tissues invented?
Yeah, but the wall, that's like mental. I've never heard that.
Have you not?
I don't do that.
I like both. Lastly.
Go on.
Leaving food on plates in the sink.
No, right? I don't do that.
Do you not?
I love a scrape.
I'm a scraper. To be honest, I rarely leave a plate with food on it.
Well, yeah. If for some reason I'm feeling a little bit ill and there's food left in my plate.
Yeah.
I think it's because I used to work in the pub, so I had to scrape.
You learn to scrape.
For Annette,
okay,
the dishwasher.
I've got a question for you. I've got a question.
Uh-oh.
Did you ever eat off of plate?
Never, unless it was my parents. Thanks, Mum. That's mental.
Yeah. I one time ate off someone's plate. However.
Who were they?
However, it was a Christmas party. and there was no one sat there. But I still ate it.
What do you mean no one was sat there?
Like, there was like, we were serving all these dishes. So, like, it was like a set menu thing.
Oh.
There's no one in that seat. But obviously, it'd been in the room. I think someone had, like, dug some stuff off the plate anyway.
Oh, okay.
And I ate the rest.
Mystery guest. No, that's a, yeah.
It's not okay, is it? It's not.
No.
It's
not. But also, you know, life's a risk. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I've eaten off someone's plate.
What, did you take it in the kitchen first?
Yeah, I did. I used to eat it with a lady called Leslie in the pot wash. I know, she's now dead. So RIP, because I absolutely love this woman, but she has died.
Oh, well, mine's still alive.
Is she?
Annette, yeah.
I know. Actually, moment of silence for Leslie. Not red flag. Leslie was a great moment of silence for Leslie, because she was a fabulous pot wash. Next segment. So we'll go on
to. Can I
get
myself a drink?
Yeah. Sorry, babe. After that, would you like some vodka?
What?
Oh my God. Do you know what? I don't even know if I can say this.
What's happened?
I'm
going
to say it anyway.
Oh, of course he is. That's classic you. Every time.
No, because I have to say this on the topic of Leslie. I know we thought we moved
on. Not on the topic.
No, sorry. Leslie, bring the vodka out.
She did not die for this.
Leslie's favourite drink.
Was vodka.
Was.
Mm.
So Leslie would have. Double vodka.
Double
and
then
vodka. Top it up with what she would say to me. Oh, I love that her legacy's living on.
God.
She'd have like a splash of Coke. She'd still want to see the vodka set. Would be like.
Oh, really?
So give that a sip.
Was she all right?
Then, no, babe, she's dead.
She's dead.
But give me just a sip of that.
Leslie.
Yeah.
That's awful. She's a real person.
I know. But I loved her. I did genuinely love her. So anyway, I'm going to top it up, but that was Leslie's drink. So I've made you Leslie's cocktail.
God, Leslie's rough as tyres. That's good. She's dead. Oh, gosh. I'm not even going to say cut, that's all. Leslie's family's watching.
Fuck! Right.
Oh, I'm crying. Right. Look, I'm crying.
Oh, I'm going to tip up as well.
I got tears in my eyes.
Right. Fucking
this up. Is the thumbnail. Can right. I take my wig off now?
Yeah, of course you can, babe. The reveal, Becky's actually gone autumnal colours for her hair, which I love. That was reminiscent of that locked in picture you just showed us.
I'm so unflattering. Thank you.
No, you look great. You did really well with George today.
How's that?
Thank you. You look fab. Your hair looks good. Love the hair.
Good to be back.
So great. Yeah, me.
Oh, no.
So, one of my last questions was, I just want to do a say it or shot it segment afterwards quickly.
No,
we'll just say one each before we go.
God.
But ideal cast for the house, right? If you could
do this great.
And choose the cast of Locked In and go into a house with these people, who would you choose?
You. No, I was going to make a terrible, terrible joke.
No, you weren't. No, Becky, no.
She's not.
You know what she was about to say.
No, no, I'm joking. I would have you, I would have... I would say Grace, but I think she's doing too much.
I think Grace would be overstretched right now.
Yeah, she's doing a lot.
I think, yeah.
I would say, oh God, Chi with a C. Do you know her?
Who?
My best friend, Chi with a C. She used to do YouTube, but now she's like a comedy actress.
Oh, okay.
You'd know if you saw her.
I'd know if I saw her.
You
yeah,
would
100%.
Get on with her so well.
Okay, fine.
She's Bring so her intense,
in.
Bless her.
Bring her in.
She's trouble. No. And then I would have Chloe Burrows.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think
who else am I having?
I think I'd have you. You, yeah. George.
Faith Kelly.
Faith Kelly. Yeah, she'd
yeah.
be a good one.
She'd be so funny.
Do you know who I'd love as well?
Go
Izzy
on.
Oakley.
I've met her once.
I feel like she'd really bring it.
Do you reckon?
If she wouldn't take any shit from anyone.
Really?
And I feel like that's good TV, isn't it?
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like Izzy would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe. Guys as well. Who
oh, Max.
For guys?
Like they would Max, be amazing.
Max would yeah. be amazing. Max would be amazing. Who else can I think of? Guy. I'd love to bring in like a proper Harry Pinero type.
Yeah, someone completely different.
Yeah.
Chip would be quite good.
Chip,
oh, he's been in. He's done it. Never mind. You've had your run.
He's in our All-Stars cast. I'm trying to think of who else I'd love.
Oh my God, this is tough, isn't it? Why am I struggling? I can't think of anyone.
I want someone as well that I think, okay.
Go on.
This is such a rogue one, but I think she'd be so good in there and she'd also cause so much drama. Eden Harves.
Oh, right. So as an outsider, I've never met her, don't know anything about her, but God help her, she comes up on my TikTok.
Oh, that woman knows how to work a few pages. She's, I think she'd be great in
always
there.
Up to some end, bless her.
No, I know.
Yeah, she'd be good. Maybe with the dogs.
Oh my God, you're bringing in the dogs.
Bring the chihuahuas.
Yeah, I'd rate that.
Oh my God, I'm struggling.
Pass me your glass
Elton
cup.
Elton John.
Elton John. Yeah, me, Dua Lipa. She'd be great in there.
Dua Lipa.
Madonna. Okay, right.
What about Jack Remington?
He'd be high energy. That man would be doing laps in that pool. Trust me.
Imagine swimming.
I'm going to pour this.
Stavros Flatley.
Do you know when my dad and my brother were younger, everyone used to compare them to Stavros Flatley?
Stop it. That's so funny.
Maybe that might be George's talent show. Who do you think will... When that was not show. A fucking sentence.
Who do you think, Will?
What do you think each person's talent's got to be?
Just quickly. I won my talent show.
Did you? What was yours? Wiggling your nose? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did, because it was so bad. So they had to vote for the worst one. And then that person got like 5 points. I think, was like that.
I think George or Danny might win the talent show.
What's George going to... Impressions?
I said impressions, but I don't know whether he's actually doing it.
Okay.
I want him to do impressions.
Talent shows a lot in it, a lot of effort.
I could not. What's mine? I know Ford what I do in there.
What?
Okay, I was about to say, what would you do? You've done it.
I have to do something else now.
Mine would be, so basically, no one believes this, but I'm really good at like rapping. I'd be able to like write a rap about everyone and do it instantly.
At Max's.
Yeah, I'd be able to do it. I'd basically give me like five. I'd go out, I'd like write a freestyle about everyone in the room and just do it and see what happens. But I'm quite like, I've got like a quick wit with it.
Yeah. You'd be quite good at a roast battle. That's what we did.
Oh.
But the thing is, we didn't have any time to prepare. We literally had to sit down and they'd go, Becky, Mike, come up and roast each other.
Trust me, babe. I'd think. Yeah. I'd have that in my head from day one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got the moment in the end because he was just waffling. So everything I said sounded funny.
You're good at roasting, though.
Oh, it takes me a while.
We'll have to bring you in when we change up our set, like Grace did.
Oh, yeah, I'll roast you.
We'll bring
all.
You in and you'll have to come in and roast us one by one, even my dad. With jokes.
Imagine your mum.
Such a good idea.
Imagine your mum.
Why don't we bring in all of our family and get random people to come in and just roast them all?
Great.
One by one.
The roast of the bags.
That is on the cards, guys.
Yeah.
So I've just poured us a little Disaronno.
Just
say it or shot it.
Should I put this down?
Oh. Yeah, probably. It's fine. It's been up now. Sure. We've done it.
We'll blur it.
We've done it. Least favourite person locked in this series. Say it or shot it. I'm just going to shot it.
Are you? George Baggs.
I love George.
Oh, I hate him. He's on the float now. I'm joking. My least favourite person is... Oh, you can't say that, can you?
Well, you can.
You can skirt round it truly, but I just think... No, there's not really anyone. I think it's a good cast this year. Well done for Asylum.
She's still on the payroll.
Yeah. Still trying to get back on the Asylum roster.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Get me an All-Stars, please. It tastes like Christmas cake, doesn't it?
I know.
Lovely, lovely.
Leslie. Right.
Ooh. Leslie.
On that note, thank you so much.
We're going. I could go all day, but yeah.
Babe, so could I.
You should do a 24-hour pod.
I know, I was going to say, we make this so chill.
Oh, great.
You need to step in more. Honestly, whenever George's abroad with his missus, Switzerland, Dubai, come in.
Switzerland.
Come in.
Enjoyed that. It'd
be lovely to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Loving the hair.
Well done to George.
Well done, George.
George.
We're rooting for you.
Oh, I hope he wins now.
Everyone in the comments. Say one thing you like about George's series. I don't know where that was going. All I want to say was in the info, we'll put a link to the Foot Asylum app where you can vote for George because you need to vote for him.
And also, do comment something nice because when I came out, I had snake emojis just because that episode was banned.
Yeah, do you know what?
Nice to read.
The man is at the mercy of the edit. So make sure to just comment something you like about George because he'll need that.
His hair looks nice.
I know his hair does look good, doesn't it?
Right, sorry, I'm stalling.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
This is awful.
That's right. All we have left of him.
Oh, it's crusty. On that note, terrible. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Becky, do you want to tell him as George to rate us 5 stars on Spotify?
Right, hang on. Oh, look at that.
Oh my God. That's absolutely
Amazon. Gosh. Don't forget to vote us 5 stars on Amazon. What was it?
It was Spotify.
To the wing. Don't forget to vote us 5 stars on Spotify.
And we will see you next week for another fun episode. Thank you so much and good night.
Peace and love, the Bags Brothers.